one that can satisfy you.
Welcome to Nodcast, episode 224.
Sparing music you from party. The pain.
Sparing you from the pain. We were having some very inappropriate conversations before the start.
Big Mac, it's amazing. Shit your applesauce all over my tits.
It's amazing what counts as inappropriate for us.
Oh, I know, right?
So it's gonna be really bad.
Lots of jokes about Hitler. You don't need to hear it.
People like, but we want to hear the Hitler jokes.
I'm gonna avoid saying it. I'm just like, wow, I really shouldn't go there. That would break a rule.
Say it.
No.
Now I'm curious what you were actually thinking, because it's like,
I'll tell you later.
My little Hitler?
No.
My little Hitler.
He was like Unicorn Master Race.
Basically. Mm-hmm.
No.
Even though he was half Earth pony.
Shh. Let's not even go there. So, anyways.
You know how unicorns sometimes have the little goatee, but he would just have the little mustache and
So I was like, quick, change the subject, derail them.
Jesus.
Abort.
I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
I want to know what Hitler's cutie mark would be.
A swastika. I mean, come on.
An easy bake oven.
Oh, you asshole!
God. Well, this is why I can't have nice things.
I almost made Sarah cry.
Oh, why?
And I'm Fuzzwolf. Let us begin.
So.
And now the server's like, please let us leave this.
if I had M or M Defmex Twitter text message, I would just send them that. just so they would do it.
You can Twitter it at him.
I'm going to DM them.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they listen to the show, so they would probably hear it anyways. So hey, it's been a week.
It has indeed.
Pretty decent week, though. Still heading towards my weight loss surgery. Full tilt with that.
You're sugary.
Day by day.
Yep, I had my magical adventure at the hospital.
With all the barium you can drink.
Yes.
Which isn't much.
Well, it's about 16 ounces, actually.
I had to do that once.
Yeah.
It tastes horrible.
It didn't taste that bad, actually.
Really?
They've really changed that. Like, when my mom had to do it, she was like, I can't keep it down. It's going to make me puke. She almost puked. It was really nasty. When I had to do it, it really did taste more like a smoothie, like they said it was supposed to.
Maybe just different brands.
It tasted like a faintly sweet smoothie. It was way thicker than any drink had a right to be, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't taste bad, and I didn't have a problem doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they had chest x-rays and the barium thing, and they were like, you've got a lot of scarring on your esophagus.
Really?
From the acid reflux.
Mm.
Oh, yeesh.
And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Well, she didn't say a lot. She said I had some. She didn't give an indication, but I'm sure if I see the pictures at some point, I will know.
Mm-hmm.
Blood work, EKG, all that fun stuff. I was actually really happy. The phlebotomist.
The blood technician.
The blood technician.
Ah. Phlebotomist.
Well, actually, it was just the one RN doing it,
but she
was very good. I barely felt a thing.
That's how you know you got someone who's done this.
And so she was really good, and I thanked her for being good. And she was like, well, you're welcome. Everybody there was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest takeaway is that I've lost 18 pounds.
No way.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I saw that on Twitter. It's like, that. You go.
It's the past 6 weeks I've been on this really restricted diet. Well, technically the last 2 weeks I've been on a restricted diet, but I've been eating more carefully the prior month and being a lot more active between going playing disc golf and DDR and just walking, getting off my ass. So
I need to do that.
That's really good. I mean, 18 pounds is a significant amount of weight. I just have a lot more to go. But it's a good first step.
How much of a time frame is that?
That's 6 weeks. That's 3 pounds a week.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty good rate. That's
burning 10,500 calories more than I take in.
Hmm. Nice.
That's cool.
Which, I mean, it's a factor of my weight, because to do basic shit, I burn more calories.
Mm. Oh, you're right, yeah.
So you and also watching what I eat. You
should get a boost of weight loss more at the beginning, and then as you lose weight, it kind of levels out a little bit.
But it's one of those things that as your weight goes down, your activity can ramp up.
Right, yeah.
Because you can support more activity.
Well, yeah, it's like when you're used to having been as heavy as I am, and suddenly you're a third or half lighter, suddenly the world feels really weird because you move so fast.
Oh, shit, it's like I'm on the moon. The gravity is suddenly dropped below Earth normal.
Oh, shit, yeah, it's like gravity's now at half.
A friend of mine, one of the local furs, his wife got it like almost a year ago to a date. She's dropped 100 pounds over the last year.
Yeah. It's been apparently amazing. It's really, really fast at first, and then it slows down, but it's up to you to keep with it.
Yeah.
And also, don't overeat so you stretch out your...
Yeah. Like, tonight I was probably the most I've eaten at any one point in the last while.
Man, pretty soon you'll be fucking like a demon.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Part of the problems of being overweight is your sex drive goes away because your body, your fat produces estrogen more than your nuts produce testosterone.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have ovaries, so I wouldn't know.
No, but fat cells do it. So.
Well, they also store. So also as you lose weight, you'll shed a lot of... That's one of the problems when you go through weight loss is you'll shed a lot of the crap that gets stored in your fat cells, which is a ton of junk. Mm-hmm. So you can actually have problems because you're shedding things like estrogen and other things.
Yep. Mm. I'm going to get big tits. Not that I don't already have moobs.
I'm not. I'm just thinking, like, you'll just start sweating out, like, old candy wrappers. All this old junk that's stored in my fat cells. Oh, there's Jimmy Hoffa.
No, I need to start budgeting. I need to get, basically, budget back in the gym again. The problem is, starting up again, they require that double or triple payment on, like, fees. It's like, goddamn, guys. I mean...
Just go down to the Planet Fitness.
I know.
It's like $10 a month, or $20 for you and somebody else.
Use our coupon code NOT.
No, it's just, I need to start going back there, but I'm
too
heavy for the weight machines. Well.
Really?
Well, they sound creaky.
Oh.
But I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. So, what's ironic is that I have to do weight-bearing exercises, like walking and the like, before I can actually do the... less weight-bearing exercises, like the elliptical, which will hurt less.
Well, that's been part of the problem, is my mate Siam, he hurt his back. In order to lower the strain on his back, he has to lose weight. In order to lose weight, he has to move. He moves, he hurts his back again.
Yeah.
So it's been this nonstop cycle of, I need to lose weight, I can't exercise. If I don't exercise, I mean, try a restricted diet, but if you're not active... There's only so far you can drop down the calories to make it work.
Well, I mean, my diet for the past couple of weeks has been yogurt, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, soup, and veggies.
Can you eat like the rice things, the rice patties that are
like the rice cakes you're talking
about? The rice cakes, that are different flavors.
But they're gross.
Really?
I don't really like them.
I've tried them a couple times before. It's like the ones that are like lightly flavored with cinnamon or something like that.
Yeah, the cinnamon ones aren't bad.
Basically, the whole point is to eat soft food, liquid food.
Right, yeah. I guess I was thinking general weight loss diet, like the rice cakes are good. But yeah, you specifically...
I have a particular diet.
Yeah.
I've had to be a vegetarian for the past 2 weeks.
Do you miss meat?
You could put like a Big Mac in the blender and make it liquid.
No, vegetarian.
Yes, can't have meat.
Oh, so specifically you can't have meat.
Okay. What's funny is that the particular directive said no meat, chicken, or fish.
Mm.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, wait. Well,
I got in an argument with somebody. I was in one of the cooking communities, and people were asking for I asked for vegetarian recipes because I was going to be cooking for a vegetarian. To me, vegetarian means no flesh from an animal. It doesn't matter what that animal is. If it's a, a living animal, land, sea, or air, that's vegetarian. And I had someone, it turned out to be a huge debate that someone suggested, like, salmon. I'm like, salmon's a fish. It's an animal. That's not vegetarian. And this huge fight broke out. And, like, comments going down for, no, that you know, if they counted as a plant or a... Or it's like, guys, I mean, I'm not it's even like, a vegetarian. And I'm on the fish is an animal, yeah. You know.
And it's like Kurt Cobain said, though. It's okay to eat fish. They don't have any feelings.
What?
It's
a song lyric.
But I can't have milk and I can't have eggs, but they don't agree with me very well, apparently. Oh.
But you can have, like, yogurt?
Yeah. It's long getting the low-fat yogurt.
Yeah. No it's fat vegetarian, yogurt. Not vegan.
No, yeah. I meant, well, that's just that the diet says no milk.
But no, the diet says milk. Milk's okay. Skim milk's okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm having, like, 1% milk fat, cottage cheese, and no-fat yogurt, and skim milk. Mm-hmm. And I'm supplementing with some protein powder because I have to have a certain amount of protein. Because I don't want my hair to fall out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that happens with low protein? Yes.
If you don't have enough protein, your body stops producing the keratin that is made of protein that is your hair and your fingernails.
I looked into what they're doing with you versus my sister got the Ruin Y, which is where they basically...
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I've had other people, but that causes all kinds of problems because you lose a chunk of your lower intestine that lets you digest sugars and... other stuff. So if you eat anything...
They basically bypass your gallbladder.
But if she happens to eat too much carbs or anything, she feels rotten. I mean, it makes her ill and her tummy is very upset. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas that particular procedure is the worst.
At least at this point, it's cutting off part of your, you know, basically reducing your stomach size severely, but you will still keep all the valves where they were.
Plumbing. One of the interesting parts of the surgery is that it removes a part of the stomach that's charged with producing the hormone.
Yeah. That makes you feel hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you need to remember to eat. Because you don't get hungry nearly as much. You'll still get hungry, just not nearly as much.
Which is good. It's like an... more natural diet pill, I guess, as opposed to appetite suppressant.
I mean, it's still surgery, and it's still permanently altering the size of
but it's
stomach.
Not going to, like, raise your heart rate and shit, like, and your blood pressure like a diet pill will.
That stuff, don't do it.
Is there a surgery available that can make you poop cubes like a wombat?
No.
No.
Damn. Because that was, I learned about this recently. And that is, like, the coolest thing.
Wombats poop cubes?
Yes.
Okay, so, now I have to look at the internet to find out if this
Ursula Vernon is in Sofable for doing a Kickstarter for Digger, her webcomic that won a Hugo Award last year.
I like Ursula.
And they're doing a omnibus edition and a bunch of bonuses and stuff like that. And in one of the outtakes for her Kickstarter video, she was talking about all the neat little animal facts that she learned researching over the years, and she tried to include some of it in Digger. And she didn't get a chance to include this, but apparently wombats poop cubes because they will leave them on the tops of logs to mark them as theirs, and if they're round, they would just roll off.
What?
And I was like, that's really interesting. I wonder how biologically their body makes their poop into a cube, you know? Isn't that interesting?
I found a thing on...
Nice, tidy cubic squares. How they do this neat little party trick is a mystery. A magician never tells.
Yes, they are indeed. They are square poops.
Weird.
I looked it up on the internet.
Nice.
And they showed pictures of wombats.
Then, of course, there's a wombat's face. And this. It's an IO9 article, so they took it from somewhere else. But,
yeah.
But, yes.
That's pretty special.
That's your animal fact of the week, kid. That's my one cool thing.
Yeah.
Wombats poop cubes. Which is actually hard to say three times fast.
I'm educated. Say it.
Poop cubes. Poop cubes. Poop cubes.
Fantastic.
See? There's a wombat poop.
Yeah.
I share.
Well, it's not really square. It's just they probably have a weird sphincter or something. Who knows?
Close enough.
Your sphincter's weird.
Just think, man. If humans did that, we could, like, build a house.
I don't want a house of poop.
You know? That would give a whole new meaning to the term shithouse.
What if you made an outhouse, but you shit the cubes to make the outhouse?
Yes.
So you would just shit more cubes.
And it would just, you'd make a bigger and bigger outhouse. You'd be like, oh, we're it's taco night, so pretty soon we're going to be able to add a new stall. God.
This is why we can't have nice things.
We've devolved into poop humor.
I know.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a first word.
Is that devolved or evolved? I mean, is that an up or a down for us?
I don't know.
Yeah, well.
So, besides wombat poop, what else have you been up to?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You got Anthrocon coming up.
Anthrocon! Yeah, so we have, like...
That reminds me, there was something Tyrion tweeted earlier that was like, oh, living with fuzz.
Fuck him.
I need to find that now.
Yeah, it's a link to a webcomic. damn mate. Implying that I am stressed out or something like that. No, we have like 20
I don't think
items.
He was implying. I think he was outright saying
it. Yeah, he pretty much was. So, if you're not going to Anthrocon... Or, if you're going to Anthrocon and you want to see the new shit that we have, go to FurPlanet.com, click on the new releases button on the left-hand side, and it will take you to the page where we have all of our new shit listed. And if you're not going to AC, you can place an order online. It'll be a pre-order. We'll be shipping them out after we restock after the con. But we got tons of stuff out there, and I mentioned on the Notcast Presents the one very not-related thing is Alone in the Woods with its huge werewolf cock and knot. God, we've got so much stuff. And, like, I love that, like, even after over 5 years of doing this, I still really enjoy opening up a box with a proof in it and being able to see...
Smelling the new...
Yeah. Being able to see a new product in my hands for the first time in a physical form. And
I will fap to this.
Well, especially in the case of Night Moves, I will totally fap to that. Yeah, so if you're into femdom and a little CBT and spanking, totally buy Night Moves by me and Kadath. Turned out awesome. but yet, that's what Tyrion and I have been spending a lot of time on, is doing layouts, coordinating our print orders, things like that. We've got all these boxes coming in, and we decided, I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not before, but we decided we're taking both of our cars this year.
Yeah, you mentioned
because we have so much stuff, and Tyrion dropped the bomb on me the other day after he'd gone through and started organizing and everything. I've been like, I'm worried about space. And I was like, really? We're taking both cars? Fuck. We've just got so much new stuff and we have to carry more copies of everything. It's just...
I mean, at this point, y'all should just get a van.
Yeah. What I'm going to price out, because we're still almost 2 weeks out. It's like 13 days. I'm going to price out, like, shipping a pallet out there, which is, with one large thing, there'd be less of a charge at the convention center to receive it and unwrap it. Or we'll just pack the... And if that happens, me, Tyrion, and Buck would just take one car and switch out drivers, which would work out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have done it in the years past, so...
Yeah. But... Yeah, we're needing more and more space every year for AC. So we're still, some plans like that are still up in the air. And also at the same time, we're planning the major launch of the Bad Dog Books website.
Yep.
Which, if y'all are interested, is open right now, baddogbooks.com. Basically, it's a soft launch because we haven't done like a whole lot of promotion and everything about it, but I'm mentioning it here and there. We already have over 30 books for sale.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we have a good launch lineup, basically. A lot of our ebooks. We have all of Kyle Gold's ebooks. Also for the month of July, we will be the only site that has Kyle's new ebooks, both Divisions, the third part of the Out of Position series, and Winter Games, his latest cupcake.
Nice.
So at least with you guys setting up this, you don't have to worry about Amazon flipping out and going, are they allowed? Are they not allowed? Is it porn? Is it not porn? Mm-hmm. You know, and keep pulling the damn plug.
And Kyle's made a couple journal posts about this, and that is basically what sparked the conversation between us. And I've actually promoted a couple of our books as too hot for Amazon because Amazon had pulled them from their Kindle store.
Too hot
for Amazon. But you can buy them on our website, and you can buy them DRM-free in Kindle format or EPUB, which works on all the other ebook readers. Speaking of which, this is really cool. I had a furry on Twitter tweeted me this link that now through July 18th, Kobo is having a major sale on one of their ebook readers. So Kobo is like the redheaded stepchild of the ebook reader world, because everybody knows Kindle, and then most people know Nook from Barnes and Noble, and then people have the Sony e-reader for a while. Kobo is actually outside of the U.S. They're the biggest thing in ebooks. They're up in Canada. And they're the company that Borders allied themselves with, because Borders, part of the reason they went out of business is they didn't really develop their web presence when, you know, obviously in the last 10 years, your web presence and having a web store was very, very important. So instead of developing their own product in-house, like Barnes & Noble did with the Nook, they partnered with Kobo instead, which is not quite as high-tech and everything like that. But so Kobo's still around, even though Borders has gone under, and you can still buy them. They can read, you know, PDF, EPUB, and a lot of other formats like that. They made a new version called the Kobo Mini, and it's normally $80. They're selling it right now for $40.
Nice.
So you can get a $40 ebook reader between now and July 18th on Kobo's website, which is like Kobo.com. So if you want to just pick up a cheap e-reader, it's little. It's a 5-inch screen, so it's a little bit bigger than a smartphone, but it's smaller than, like, an iPad mini. It's not that 7-inch tablet size.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can read e-books just fine on my smartphone screen. This is a little bit bigger than that.
That's what I've been doing. I mean, I do have my Kindle for larger, but I've got the new Samsung Galaxy 4, and its screen is actually pretty damn big.
It is, yeah. It's a decent size.
And it's got a good resolution. It's nice to read from, so in a pinch, I'll use it.
So this thing is, like, it's super thin, it's very light, the dimensions are very modest, but more than enough. It also has no buttons. It is all touch screen. You tap it to turn it on, you could tap it to shop in the Kobo store, you tap and swipe to go from page to page. The only thing it has is a micro USB port to plug it in and charge it. Which is kind of neat, really. So I'm just, like, throwing that out there for people that are maybe looking to get a cheap e-book reader just to kind of try out an e-book reader. It's an e-ink one. I actually ordered one because it was cheap as hell and it looked kind of neat, and I wanted to check it out. I can also use it for testing out my layouts on the Kobo format, basically.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That makes sense.
Oh, and they have an app. So they can also do the same thing that the Kindle does, and you can sync it between the Kobo device and the Kobo app on your phone and your tablet and your desktop and stuff like that. So
that's nice.
I thought that was kind of cool, and it's super cheap, and you're not under Amazon's yoke. So that was something I actually meant to throw out there for the book lovers anyway, but I toddled. Sorry, I rambled off on a tangent about that. But
it's all good. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And giving options is good.
Yep.
So, yeah, other than that, that's basically what I've been working on. Everything I've been doing lately is for Planet and Bat Dog Books. And things are going well.
But every time Anthrocon hits, it becomes...
Yeah. It's like all of our attention goes to that.
Yep.
And, oh, man, we got boxes everywhere in the house right now. And just all the fucking books and comics.
Yeah, I... It's one of those things like, are we sure that there's going to be room left in the house to play Shadowrun this weekend?
There is. We've specifically kept the gaming room clear.
Okay.
Now, in the sunroom, we set up that big white folding table that we have. Tyrion set that up in a corner of the sunroom over by the wine fridge, and that's where he's staging a lot of the boxes that are going into the car. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it's great. We have a couple of spare fold-up tables, basically, that we have some room to... Because there's no... The amount of stuff we've gotten out, there's no way we could do it all in the production room at this point, so... We're trying to keep for a planet in the one room, but temporarily for a major con like this, it's really handy to have the space to work with.
That sounds it.
Yeah, but you guys will still have your table to game on, no problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just being sarcastic. So.
Oh, I know, but I did feel the need to assure you that no, it's not, your gaming table is not covered in porn.
Again. Oh, man.
Well, it can be if you want it to, I guess.
Again.
God, this thing is really tight.
What? That's what she said.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's like a 10-pound resistance or something like that.
I can't do it with my pinky. It's one of those finger
exercises. It's little hand exercisers, yeah.
I can't do it with my pinky at all. But the other ones I can kind of do. I wonder if my jerking hand is stronger than my...
Odds are, yes.
Actually, yeah, it is.
So
besides all the AC, Anthrocon,
mm-hmm.
anything else?
That's really it. Work is work. It's just been going along. Nothing really bad, nothing really good. I'm doing well, which is nice. No major shakeups in my life other than that. You know, relationship is still going strong as always, and we haven't had to make any more major purchases for the house or anything like that.
Good.
And hell, we couldn't afford it right now because we've put a lot of money into printing and everything.
And until you sell it to get it back, well.
Yeah. But, no, my life is just kind of trucking along right now. Just a little extra busy because of the convention. But, yeah, that's about it. Things are good.
Only real thing that happened to me like last week is me and Siam celebrated our 16th year.
Cool.
It's like, wow, 16.
Sweet 16.
We got together when I was 19, mm-hmm. so I'm almost at the I've been with you longer than without you stage.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, wow.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
Mm. In like another 3 years, I'll have lived in Dallas longer than anywhere else.
Mm. I've already hit that point.
Because I lived in Florida for 13 years. And, yeah, I've been here since 2005.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Now, one spot in Florida or multiple places in Florida?
One place.
Okay.
So, how do you want to do the Severin?
All right, I think we're going to do the three emails, and then we're going to do the look left listening.
Okay.
Okay.
So, there will be several songs in this episode towards the end of it. So.
Okay.
We'll get to those before too long. Pepper Coyote, who we've played his songs on the show before a number of times, his band Look Left put out a new album. I'll be playing, I think, 3 songs from his album, and giving you some download info.
Cool.
I'm just checking the emails.
Put those in the show notes. Oh, by the way, somebody asked where the show notes are. If you're using an iPod, they show up in the iPod. But if you go to our website at foxstuffers.com or notcast.com, under the news link, the show notes are in there, and the links all are set up and stuff like that. Mm. So.
I need to go back and fix the last couple weeks of episodes where I forgot to add the links to the download page. But
oh, dear.
Well, I mean, the regular links are up there, and they're on the feeds.
Yeah.
But for the 1% of people that decided to download it directly from our site,
mm-hmm.
you know... They're not there.
I'm surprised we haven't had an email yet saying, you haven't updated since episode 221.
Mm. So, I'm just going to start. We only got 3 emails this week because I was dumb and posted, like, today.
Yeah.
But now I have the Notcast Twitter account on my Twitter client.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just, you know, tweet shit from there and let people know what's up. So, I'm going to start from The one on Tuesday.
All right.
Bottom of the list. Subject: open relationships.
Okay.
Hey, Notcast. Just thought I'd voice my opinion on your discussion about episode 223, Follow Up Friday, about open relationships and how to handle them from the outside. In my experience, it's always been best, regardless of their internal agreements, to ask my potential partner's significant other whether they're okay with this. In short, in my opinion, it's better to have a little awkwardness now and a lot of happiness later. That is, asking if the relationship is open, then acting on the answer, than to have a little happiness now and a lot of awkwardness later. That is, assuming the relationship's open and then being wrong. Not trying to convince anyone the other way, one way or the other, just stating my opinion. You're a pangolin from Georgia, Kylie Rue.
I guarantee you, it won't just be a little bit of happiness now. Zip. No.
Well, then also there'll be more than just a little bit of awkwardness later.
Not if you use enough lube.
Yeah, the awkwardness issue, screw things up, will be extreme.
Mm-hmm. Extreme awkwardness.
Oh, yeah. So, that was actually a really short email.
Shiva should read this wall of text, and then I will take a nap while she does. You don't have to. I mean, I guess I could do it if you... If you really want to.
Let's see which one...
The wall of text is, I can't think of anything funny.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You want me to, like, sit here and humiliate myself, don't you?
Maybe.
Yes. There's no maybe. Let's see.
It's more that I just don't feel like reading it. Okay. And okay. You happen to be up, so. Because Saverin's like, fuck you guys, I'm going to take the short email. And you can't stop me. Sneaky foxes.
All right, so, crack fingers.
Okay. No, you crack your larynx if you're about to read something.
Hello, Notcast. I wrote in before due to my being very far behind. I do not know if you read my email. It is understandable if it was called due to its sloppiness and the precedent of other people's relationships. Coming into high school, I was expected to be the lost person hounded by women. Lost maybe means last. Mm-hmm. Perhaps hounded is the wrong word, but I have been noticed. Before I kick this off, I'm fully aware that I'm an asshole.
Duly noted.
There's no need to reiterate this, but to escape the rage bunny Saverin. What? Okay.
Wow, I've never seen Saverin's name spelled quite like that.
So now,
for those at home, S A V E R I E G N.
Okay.
Saverine.
Saverine.
No, now, a girl, let's call her Alice, has noticed me. She is what you all eloquently put as coyote ugly. But understand that this is not a problem for me. I can easily get past her looks. There's a second girl, we'll call her Shelby, who I'm pretty much interested in, but because of my being Mexican and larger than she's used to, she's only willing to be fuck buddies, which I certainly don't mind. Alice forbids me from going anywhere near this cum-soaked, two-faced tramps. Pronounced with a southern drawl. Her opinion in this matters little to me, but she is prone to fits and would rather avoid one where possible. Alice is something of a hypocritical attention whore. I can't talk. She accuses Shelby of it, yet I don't think she realizes she's doing it herself. Let's recall some of Alice's ruses. On one occasion, she had an inoperable brain tumor the size of her fist, which miraculously disappeared within a week. On another occasion, she was being forced to take diet pills by her obese mother. Also, her mother once supposedly criticized Alice on her disgusting body before turning around and getting weight loss surgery.
You know, we could probably skip the anecdotal evidence here.
Yeah, it's so. Like bad things, bad things, bad things.
Okay, let's see. That's another one. I am starting to ramble on. Yes, you are.
So, basically, she's a bitch with money.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be happy with money. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, at the very end we get to the... So here is the question, should I date Alice? She is conniving, violent, full of herself, a pathological liar, and a bit dim-witted. But the money. And you already said she was coyote ugly. Yeah, I'm thinking no. Mm-hmm. Money appears to be her only positive aspect, and I'm like, no, you don't base a relationship off of that.
Yeah, that's a bit of a silly, it's this really long email where it's like, okay, she has money, 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 but are you sure she has money? I mean, from all these little anecdotes that we kind of omitted because there's a lot of them, you know, she seems to be full of shit, too, on a lot of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't do it.
It sounds like things are kind of desperate, though, and, you know, I can see the temptation. But I don't think she'll make you happy in the long run.
No, yeah, she's...
Yeah.
There's not going to be any happiness here. Mm-hmm. She seems like a real piece of work.
Yeah.
And if you were a chick and asking the same question, we'd be like, you gotta... There's nothing you can do to that. You know, money solves a lot of problems, but I don't think it'll solve that.
Mm. Nope, you can't buy love.
Nope.
Well, you can buy dinner though.
Yeah.
So to be fair.
And in Vegas, you can buy love by the hour, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
Altogether.
You can also try Craigslist, but don't do that.
So we really synopsis that one down.
Oh, man, this other one.
Yeah, the other two emails we got this week are kind of like balls of
text. Hey, I'm going to read an email.
Yes.
Dear Notcast, as wonderful, this is Tor Chakat art. This is the subject line. As wonderful as all the art that comes from the fandom is, there seems to be a severe lack of it in certain categories, notably Tors and or Chakats. Do you guys know of any artists that regularly do art involving such? Also, an unrelated question, where do you put the show notes for each episode? Thanks, Genesis the Tiger Tor. Okay, so I thought it was on Twitter. It was actually one of our emails. So that's where I saw it. So, Shiva, where do you go for your Tor art?
Well, first of all, hit up Bernard's website. You know, checkoutstand.com. He has a huge gallery of artists that I know of that do tours immediately. Casey Miyagami, or Casey. She's kind of the most famous tour one.
Yep.
And
she does lots of non-tar, but she does tars too.
Yes. Rari, I got one done by her today.
How do you spell that?
Rhari.
Okay.
Your best bet is to look at go to some of the Chakats galleries on there. Look at their faves. You'll often find links to other Chakat art that people have posted elsewhere. And from there, you can kind of tangent onto the artist's page, see if they've done others. But I've usually found most of my good art sources by basically finding some of the Chakats on FA and going from there.
Have you favorited a bunch of Chakat art? Mm-hmm. So throw out your FA, and you can start with yours and kind of go from there.
Yeah, but Casey's a big one.
So you're Shiva Cat.
Shiva Cat on FA.
If you go to our FA page for Finny Dan.
There's also Mayra Boyle Husky. I try to remember.
Boyle a Husky?
No, Mayra Boyle.
This ain't no Fatal Attraction.
Is her real name.
Oh, Myra Boyle.
Yeah, Myra Boyle Husky 999, I think, is her. I don't
Husky
remember.
Husky 666, probably.
Something like that.
Yeah, and it's Husky with an IE at the end.
She does a lot. I'm trying to remember some of the others. Some people don't really specialize it, but they do enough of it.
Mm. Acela's done a couple, but mostly commissions for y'all.
So I type in her name, and the first thing I get is her DeviantArt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Husky 666, Huskie.
Yeah, but
on DeviantArt, so she's probably on
the Fur Affinity.
She's on VCL, so she's been around forever.
Oh yeah, she's been around a very long time.
I want to write a pornographic Chakat book called A Torrid Affair.
Oh,
just say no.
Torrid.
Okay. So, I guess I get this long ass email.
This long ass email?
Yes. Yeah.
The ass is really long. It's dragging.
Yeah.
So I'm going to paraphrase this one a lot too because it's
broken up.
You could read this other short one.
There's not another short one.
Yeah, there is. There's one dated June 8th. It's right under Pepper's last left thing. Email.
Well, I'll leave that for Shiva because length.
Okay.
Full of words.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Padding Shiva. So.
Well, here's another short one. Oh, well, I'll keep that one.
All right. So, technically not family issues. So, technically not family issues. Okay. So, I have lived in foster care for 14 years of my 19 years of life. This is sort of about that. When I was nearing the end of my sentence, I lived in a shitty home on which I became a shyly closeted basement creature. My bedroom was in a finished basement. But all in all, I had one person in the home who could draw me out of my cave. IRL, my name is. His is Chris. So, two Chris's. Well, we spent our time doing what teens do, being stupid, getting drunk, and in trouble. And he was like a brother to me. But he turned 18 and got out of foster care and moved away. I recently tagged him in a post asking his advice on a gay relationship. I forgot to tell him I'm gay, and now he's, well, he's not really bashing me, but... basically, there's this,
It's like a Facebook post.
It's a Facebook post with a bunch of real names that I'm not going to read all of that. But basically, you made a post about gay relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the asshole dude is like, dude, pussy's way better. Why would you want some dick in your butt?
No, you got to read that in the dude, bro.
All right, so.
Dude, pussy is way better, bro. Why would you want some dick in your butt, dude, bro?
A relationship isn't all about sex, you know.
Dude, I know. I've been with the same person forever, for like 2 years. And how is a relationship with a guy good, bro?
Well, it isn't half the confusing shitstorm that being with a girl is, you know. Every guy thinks women make no sense and are crazy. Well, guys make sense to guys.
Dude, that's like really misogynist. You should be really ashamed of yourself, bro. Okay, he didn't actually say that. Yeah, that's why you are friends. A relationship is about making the person you're with happy, talking to them about problems and listening to theirs, and scoring some keggers, and smacking down some bud, and okay, I got nothing. Starting a life and having kids and a good sex life keeps your relationship healthy and alive. I love the person I'm with because she's helped me see who I really am and has gave me a family and a boner. Bro.
I do talk to them about their problems, and starting a life doesn't always mean kids. But as for my sex life, pretty sure you don't want to hear that. But they make me happy, and I try my best to make them happy.
Them? Alright, man. Whatever. Good luck with the AIDS and your AIDS thing.
Good to know the man I thought of as my big brother hates me.
Wow, that... At first he seemed like... Like, okay, he's just an uninformed straight dude, and you could educate him. And then he throws out the, good luck with your AIDS.
In your AIDS thing. But, like, he has double AIDS? What does that even mean? So, he has not replied since and is apparently ignoring me. The problem is that he was like a brother to me when I was in foster care, and he recently found out I'm gay, despite the fact that I've been out to the closet openly for over a year. I tend to not spew drama flames all over Facebook or things that would cause drama flames to spontaneously manifest. Also, he moved away a few hours away 2 years ago. Eating carrots and playing with my food, Legion Bunny. And he's like, I know I'm including some private information, but I trust you guys. You're more responsible than 90% of the people I know.
I'm going to go flame this guy on Facebook.
Yes.
No, I'm not really.
No. Because then he would find my fake Facebook. So... Basically, you looked up to this guy, and he's a bit of a bigot. And if he's ignoring you, well, don't know if there's much more you can do, honestly. If he's going to immediately assume that, hey, you're gay, therefore enjoy your AIDS, well, that's pretty awful. That's not... Anybody you want to roll with, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't, you know, because that's extremely inconsiderate. And while this guy may have been your friend when you were in foster care together, don't think he's somebody you should pursue further, because if that's the reaction he gets over a real simple question about our being, you know, having a gay relationship, then I don't know if he's worth the time or the effort.
That, now sometimes you do things in your life, whether whatever your weirdness is, and some people are not going to accept you for it, and you got to kind of cut your losses.
Yeah. I mean, give him a little bit of time, maybe try one last time. But after that, I mean, if he's going to reply like that, or, you know, if he replies like, you know, go fuck yourself or, you know, whatever, then I don't think there's anything you can do.
Not really.
Just got to move on.
Dude Bro's girlfriend's kind of pretty, though.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a loser, though.
Yeah, he looks like one of those.
He has something wrong with his ear. It's like,
oh, got a hole in it.
Yeah, he's put a hole in his ear. That's not good.
You know what they say about those ear features?
No, what? I made another hole for you.
They've got huge holes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I saw something terrifying the other day.
Did you actually see a video of somebody fucking an ear, one of the ear gauges?
No, it was somebody who had...
Oh, had it ripped?
No, it was like body mod. It was gauged. Something was gauged. But it wasn't ears.
Prince Albert?
No. It was this dude's scrotum. Had like this massive gauge in it, and it was this woman who'd stuck her entire fist through the gauge.
What?
It was just this picture that made me just cringe on every level.
I'm gonna fist your balls.
So, yeah, don't gauge your balls, kids.
I don't that's think what, I'm in any particular danger of doing so, but yeah, okay.
That's what happens when you browse the What the Fuck subreddit.
I wish that was just
some... You see things that you can't unsee.
I wish that was another dumb random thing that one of us just said. The fact that you have to mean that seriously makes me sad.
Yeah.
Specifically sad in my scrotum. Just, ow.
See, I can get penises. Balls are just like, they're completely alien critters to me. I don't have anything even remotely like them.
Well, you do. They're just inside.
Yeah, but I don't feel them. They don't get kicked. You know, I can't play with them. They're nowhere nearby.
Well, they're not like breasts. Guys don't generally sit around all day playing with their balls, never leaving the house. Which I guess I'm just sort of assuming women play with their breasts all day. Mm. Although I don't play with mine, so. Yeah, they are kind of alien, I suppose. I mean, I guess I could sit mine on your face and be like a little face hugger.
I've seen them. I've played with them. I just can't imagine what it feels like to be on the receiving end of them. I mean, I could kind of see the cock. I mean, the clitoris is basically the same structure. It's beady, beady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. But balls is just like,
They're not, I guess they're not really meant to be like the penis and the clitoris are, I mean, or even
they're
the,
not parallel.
The vulva. Yeah, they're not really designed to be like the pleasure receiving part of the body. They're more functional, but I mean, there's a lot you can do with them if you're into certain things, yeah.
And some people's are more sensitive than others.
Some people's aren't sensitive at all, and some people are...
stiff wind will make them yelp.
Yeah, and I know a couple of guys like really like them to be like squeezed and tugged, and that really does something for them. And then other people, it's like, oh, God, don't touch them.
Yes.
So if you're going to play with your guy's balls, ask, like, what kind of balls he has first. You know?
Are they fuzzy? Are they golf balls?
Are they like the, are they big fuzzy dice hanging between his legs? That would be a hell of a tattoo job.
Oh, just kidding.
Just to look like the big fuzzy dice, yeah.
So it's just.
And there's all different kinds. There's the ones that stay close to the body, then there's the low hangers, and there's big balls, little balls, and balls
just
are fun
so
to play
many
with.
Different. Structures the body can have. The other thing about guys versus girls that I don't understand, and I can't really imagine it, the ability to pee standing up. It's just like you're peeing through a tube. A tube that comes out. Yeah, but mine's like way back and I can't...
It's inside your body, but...
But you like have this handy little like eject tube out the front. It's like, how does that even... But...
Yeah.
No fair you get to pee through a tube.
I guess you could attach something if you want.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Well, you also... There's a couple problems, too. Mm-hmm. It's like when you wake up with morning wood and you can't... Wood and you can't...
Wood.
Wood. Yeah,
your Scottish
came through. A Scottish came out there.
Morning wood.
Generally, it's difficult to pee while you have an erection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're... Occasionally, like, I'll be standing back from the toilet so that it goes up in an arc and comes down into the bowl. If it's pointing in a certain way.
You have to, like, get your trajectory right.
Yeah. There's also, like, you know, right at the head there, I mean, yeah, your skin can kind of cover the hole.
So you get the...
A little bit. So, yeah, like, especially if you've just come, you know, and you go into the bathroom and, like... It's like on the wall now or like, something. It's rare, but it happens. It's like putting your finger over the end of a garden hose and just sort of shoots off like, in a random
like
direction.
In the morning or if you play like the night before and like the hole gets kind of closed, you just like skin sticks together. And that's like sideways.
Yeah, because cum kind of...
Adheres.
Yeah, if you don't...
Yeah.
And it's not even a matter of you wiped it off. It's like, because a lot of guys
like
will
drip.
Leak for some, like, I'll leak for some time afterwards, after I shoot a load. What? Was that TMI, Saverin, for Nodcast?
No, I'm just sort of looking at you like, wow, we're just going there, ain't we?
Yeah, totally. I'll be shooting loads everywhere.
It's just like, those two things with guys versus girls, most of the time it's, you know, but it's like, those are the two things that, like, I just don't. I have a hard time imagining, like, sensation body-wise. I just
like,
do not
I've
rock.
Always kind of wondered if women have any kind of sensation that is like being kicked in the balls. Like, if I kicked a woman in the crotch, it's going to be uncomfortable, but it's not going to be the same?
No, it's not. You crunch skin. It does hurt. I mean, it's the same as if you get nailed in any other...
You're smacking a sensitive area.
Yeah, but it's not like we don't have particularly tender organs that you just bashed around, like for guys.
Right. But if you like, accidentally, like, smack your tits against something, or...
When I was younger and, like, a teenager, and they were still growing, getting hit in them hurt like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was agony to get, like, any kind of, like, hard knocks.
Ooh.
But once I hit, you know, puberty and I stopped growing, you know, it really stopped being such an issue. Yeah, it hurts if they get squeezed, but it's mostly, like, if the skin is really thin. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to just get it pinched.
Ooh.
And it'll bruise really bad anywhere from, like, my neck down around my rib cage. That skin is just so thin and delicate that the slightest little eek will leave a
bras are a pain in the ass, I guess, if they're not fitting right.
That's more the it pinches underneath your ribs and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll, if you got underwise, they'll jab in your armpit, just like jink, 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 jink.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's comfortable.
Oh, God. Imagine having, like, a wire dig into your armpit for all day. That's what that painful is.
Yeah.
This is more like, well, when it comes to sex play, somebody bites a little too hard, someone sucks a little too hard. Or when you're tickling and wrestling and somebody pinches. Like, Sarah is still learning what being with a girl is like, and there's certain places that where a little bit more... I don't want to use term delicate, but
sensitive,
kind of. Well, and he's reached out and he's, you know, pinched me like right in the crux of my breasts, and like, you know, and he was just pinching like you would on your side, and he just happened to grab me right there and gave me a good pinch, and I had a big bruise.
Ooh.
Right here, because he doesn't realize that the skin is really prone. So it's I've had to kind of try. It's like, no, you have to be gentle with those. It's like firm pressure is fine. Like, the inside material is not very sensitive, but if you happen to catch the outside skin, it'll leave a really bad green, purple, bruise. You know how that kind of goes that green-yellow?
Yeah.
But other than that, no, we don't really have anything that really parallels getting kicked in the nads. I mean, at least not from the kind of sick, crippling way I've seen some guys.
Oh, my God. When I was in junior high school, we were playing volleyball, and guy served the volleyball, and instead of, like, going up and over the net, it like, shot out sideways, and it came out straight like a missile and nailed me right in the crotch. And, like, I don't even think I fully experienced the pain because my attention was so caught up with the fact that my vision completely flooded with stars. And I was on the verge of passing out. You know how when you're about to pass out, everything starts sounding really far away? Your field of vision just fills with stars. And, like, you know, and my coach was trying to lead me over to the side of the gym to sit down. And, you know, after sitting down for a little while, everything started to clear up. But that was really, really unpleasant.
Well, like, Siam is probably about your average guy. I mean, I've accidentally racked him a couple times. And not
most guys accidentally rack themselves a couple times.
Yeah, too. But so I bumped him, and I've learned to be careful. But then, so he's got about the average sensitivity.
Yeah,
Sarah has none. As in, he's will proudly tell you that he's in like grade school and such. Like he's had. He would confuse girls because they would turn around and nail him in the balls and he'd just stare at them. Yeah, it would hurt, but he wouldn't fold over like they expect most boys to do.
Right.
And he's just not, he just doesn't experience that same gut-searing pain that most guys seem to have. I'm like, you're lucky because that seems to disable every other guy I know.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
It's just amazing the amount of changes just the human body can do.
Oh, yeah.
One person it's disabling, and the other person is just like, meh.
Yeah. And then he kicks your ass. How are your balls, Severn?
My balls are fine. I've actually never really gotten kicked in them.
You want to experience something
new? No.
I mean, we can do it right here and have your first kick live on podcast.
Happy birthday to me. Have ball kicking.
The ball kick you like 29 times.
Not a good birthday gift.
One. It's like instead of spanks that get kicked in the balls.
That's for like the hardcore aficionados, I guess.
No thanks.
Is that gauge itching at all?
So my birthday is on Tuesday.
Have you finished up the Rainbow Dash? No.
It's only been a year. I'm never getting that. It doesn't exist. Sorry.
I haven't fucked it, so, you know.
It preludes with Debbie the puzzle come.
Won't be getting a video till next year anyway.
Oh.
Anyways, let's not dwell on that. Let's read the next email.
Who's trying? I lost track when you're talking about balls.
I will get your rainbow dash.
I'm going to text this. By the way, we discussed your balls on Outcast.
Did you say there was one more email?
There's a couple more, yeah.
Where's Trillium? So I need to tell Sarah.
I'm going to read. It's my turn to read, right?
Yes.
I'm going to read. Well, she's texting anyway. Relationship blues.
As opposed to yellers.
Yeah. Hi, naughty audio wizards. It's Naira Fox, formerly overly long name. I have an apparent need for advice. I've been with my mate for about 2 years and 2 months. I have a nagging feeling he's only staying with me out of lack of wanting to search for a new mate, because every time our relationship issues come up, he's either busy cleaning his damn AK-47 and is concentrating too hard to talk, or busy TSing involving his fursona and whoever is on his DeviantArt chat rooms. Honestly, we don't live together, and we haven't had sex since that time in the bathroom of FandomCon, which was 2 years ago. He hasn't said I love you in 3 months, and I'm honestly thinking of leaving him. I'm just afraid of him hunting me down and castrating me as he drunkenly joked with his, quote, war buddies. Should I run screaming? He's also forbidden me from writing, which is my main source of income. Cheers, Naira Fox.
What?
Dump the motherfucker.
Yeah, provided this isn't just a clever ruse.
Or you know.
This guy is a nutball. You should dump him.
Yeah.
Because if writing is your source of income, then you should fucking write.
Yeah. And if there is, I mean, you know, how far away is he? Is there an actual possibility of him coming after you? Dude, does he know where you live? You know, if there is, look into, like, you know, a restraining order or something like that. But I doubt it's going to come to that.
Yeah.
So that all sounds a little extreme and a little
unreal.
But a little unreal. But hey, assuming it's accurate. Okay.
The whole thing about forbidding him to write—that's kind of what the hell.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, yo. Okay.
That shit be cray cray. So we did have this one from Frederico Fur. Yeah, I kind of forgot since we didn't do an episode last week, we have stuff from the previous week that still is ready to read.
Mm-hmm.
I truly am a derp some days. Derp. Yay for open-mindedness and an odd question. So I was reading my provincial, state newspaper, and the front page story was about poly relationships. The story was about equality, and they are no scarier than any GLBT couple. So Canada is going towards even more equality. So, okay.
Okay.
Now on to the odd question. I have a fur friend that is in a long-distance relationship, and it is currently open, with plans to become closed. And he or I are not in the same country. We have plans to eventually have fun with each other. Hopefully I'll get the chance before it closes. So the odd question, am I nuts? Or rather, this whole thing is just a side effect of internet relationships. Thanks for the advice, Frederico Fur, sent from his BlackBerry. Dude, you have a BlackBerry? Yeah, if you're gonna fuck somebody, you should probably do it while they're still in an open relationship or single. That sounds like
Or is it maybe trying to get it in before they get close that he's questioning? I don't know. It's
no reason not to.
No, really, no.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's open and allowed, go for it. And if it's just going to be a bit of fun, I wouldn't, you know, fall for him, because if they're aiming to close it, you know, that might not be a good idea.
Yeah, don't break the rules of the relationship.
But, you know, I'm just thinking, get in there before it closes, and it's making me think of, like,
Indiana Jones.
Like, I was actually thinking of, like, a shuttle bay door closing on, like, Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek or something, and it's like, get in before it closes! Where this big metal shield comes down over his ass, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break? Use one of the songs for the break song, and then we come back?
Yeah. We will do that, and we'll be right back.
Come on, did you hear me? I'll give $20 more to help them little cats and dogs that have been shut out in the cold. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, I raise my hand, so if you need those bids, believe me, I'm your man. He walks in with an air like he's not in the room, his eyes bright behind thin-rimmed glasses, a smile to disarm his potential opponents in the game. With a flick of an ear, he can hear any schemes you may have. If your hand would appear, is it your turn to share his might in the figurative spotlight? Though you might want to ask him why he's got bigger things to buy. Come on, did you hear me? I'll give $20 more to help them little cats and dogs that have been shut out in the cold. Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, I raise my hand. No greed or a need to be the last voice heard in a room full of rookies. His fame is known by all the gophers. Look, he's dropping 200 on some knitted loafers. Sometimes he'll wait in the dark of the grid until he jumps and doubles the highest bid. Going once, going twice, three, four times. Sold to the fame in the strike that cold. We all know this cat's got claws, and hey, it all goes to a good cause. Come on, did you hear me? I'll give $20 more to help them little cats and dogs life that have been shut out in the cold.
Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, I raise my hand. So if you need those bids, believe me, I'm your man.
And with all of his charity auction prowess, you'd think that he'd pick up lots of enemies, but no, he's pretty much universally well-liked by everyone that's met him. Because he never writes IOUs or bounces checks. You can't bet when his hand is in the air. You had best not even dare.
Come on, did you hear me? I'll give $20 more to help them little cats and dogs that have been
shut out in the cold.
Hey, Mr. Auctioneer, I raise my hand. So if you need those bids, believe me, I'm your man. Come on.
Did you hear me?
I'll give $20 more to help them little cats and dogs that have been
shut out in the cold. Oh, hey,
Mr. Auctioneer, I raise my hand. So if you need those bids, believe me, I'm your man.
And we're back. That was Charity Auction Ninja by Look Left.
Oh, I gotta hear it out.
Charity Auction Ninja.
Yep, that was the first track on his upcoming album called Waiting. Mm-hmm. And it is the first of the three songs we're going to listen to tonight. We're going to be listening to them on Panther's very nice sound system, but I will be splicing the proper audio in to the episode itself.
Yay!
So, trying to find his email. Because he also had some other information. They're having a concert at Anthrocon this year. They'll be doing a live show, Look Left, at Anthrocon on Sunday, July 7th at 10 a.m. in the main ballroom. Cool. A little early on a Sunday, but still, it'd probably be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he'll come by and say hi to all of us who managed to make it, which will be you, Fuzz.
Yay!
So...
Yay, I'm awesome.
All right, and so now on to our sponsor, advertiser, Adam and Eve. Have you got?
This week, we've got the Anime Stroker Set. It's $29.95. You get three different strokers. Looks like there's a pink one that looks vaginal, like a yellowish one that's supposed to be a butt, and a purple-blue one that looks like it's a mouth. It's got... about 4 stars. Let's see. They're actually, you get all three. Miho, deep throat. Sarika, tight pussy. Rimi, tight ass. That's the name of the strokers. I kid you not, that's...
Okie dokie. Sakura! You know, it's like, let's just try to pick out as many...
anime names.
Anime names, yeah.
Let's see. Looks like they're kind of on the small size, so you won't get lost in them. Let's see. They've got pretty good reviews. They're $29.95, but we have a coupon code. It is very, very handy. It is KNOT.
That spells not.
Uh-huh. And it lets you take half off an item, any item. Well, there's a couple of restrictions. Some of the pricier ones, like Lilo's, doesn't apply to. But most items you'll get half off, and then you'll get free shipping. So between both of those, that's a pretty good deal. So you can get this one for $14.98 and no shipping. That's a pretty good deal. That includes tax.
So get yourselves some disposable wank tubes.
Yes.
America.
Fuck yeah.
I just like the term disposable wank tube, I guess. It's
I thought that was a fox.
And, well, nice. Foxes hopefully last more than one use. One would hope.
Hopefully. I don't know. Some of the foxes I've seen.
Peekaboo pussy stroker looks kind of scary.
Some of them look really scary.
Peekaboo!
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pikachu.
Pussy juice.
It's like 20 pounds of pussy and ass.
Yeah, I've seen those in, like, the dong store when I went to, like, visit Avery. He and Sarah like to show... Yes.
It's like at the car wash. It's at the dong shop.
So, anyways, yeah. What was really funny is that that box can get Photoshopped into anywhere. Mm-hmm. So there's this one pic. It's pic of kids at GameStop holding boxes, which are Xbox 360s. But it's been Photoshopped. So it's these two kids looking super excited with 20 pounds of pussy and ass. They're
like, fuck yeah! Nice.
So we're going to rev up the music and give it a listen.
All right.
This next track... Well, the first track that you're going to hear from the album from here, that's not the... it's called the... Actually, that's the wrong song. It's called Two-Headed Man. So we're going to...
Aren't most men two-headed?
Yes.
Yes.
With himself and him. rising star in Japan, two-headed man.
Huh.
That's like something off to, actually off like the old Dr. Demento.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's a very weird song.
Yeah, it's like a Weird Al, Ray Stevens kind
or,
of thing.
You know, Jonathan Coulton even.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the audio quality from, he's gotten a lot better
mm-hmm.
in terms of what it is. And like, yeah, the sort of organy stuff and the soul electric organ in there at some parts.
Mm-hmm. I almost think that the organ intro went on a little bit too long and started making me wondering, okay.
Yeah, I was like, where's this going? But
I was like waiting for Meatloaf to jump in there. It was like, a fucking Jim Steinman shit, you know?
Yeah. Where's the scream? Now, I didn't have a chance to preview the album, so I just kind of picked the song at random, thinking, oh, that sounds interesting. Two-headed man.
That was indeed interesting.
Yeah, it was indeed interesting.
Overall, so, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's catchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two-headed man would certainly be big in Japan. More tentacles, more mouths.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's two of the songs. And let's see. So we have another one. The where is it? The song of the album that he really wanted to promote was called "Help Me on My Way." So that's going to be the next one we listen to.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, happy to help him on his way.
When I am
and I'll write the world. The rest can save themselves. We're out of lifeboats, don't you see? The pen to paper is an old battle cry. The rest can lift their swords. Give me the tools and I'll unhinge myself to fly. But I fall patiently, reaching for the promises of greatness. But tell me, does that make me a fool for sitting quietly after I've been burned? The lights go down upon another day of walking in my sleep, spinning my wheels at the plate. The lights go down, and as I'm waiting here, I pray my mind to keep. Only got so many years to stay. Help me on my way. Give me the green light and I'll refuse myself. How do the lazy take up arms so fast? Your head will spin around, begging the wrong ones all to stay under their shoes. They have it all. I fall patiently, wondering if I could do it better. Would I see the light, or would I still be dying? Thinking silently of what I had done wrong. Walking in my sleep, spinning my wheels at the plate. The lights go down, and as I'm waiting here, I pray my mind to keep. Only got so many years to stay. Help me on my way. Think about myself. This is a task I can't complete. I fall patiently, pondering the consequence of madness. Is it a cause or an effect of trying, working faithfully to be exactly who you are? The lights go down upon another day of walking in my sleep, my wheels at the plate. The lights go down, and as I'm waiting here, I pray my mind to keep. Only got so many years to stay. Help me on my way. The lights go down upon another day of walking in my sleep, spinning my wheels at the blade.
Tonight, dude.
I don't know, man. I'm feeling weird.
You're like fucking Apple Maps and shit, man. You don't even know where you're at.
Apple Maps.
I'm on the moon.
You're
man.
All green and wavy and warped and shit. Yeah.
Green and purple, green. No. Yeah. So that's Pepper's band. Look Left. If you go to our FA page, we've linked to him. His Fear Affinity name is Pepper Coyote.
Mm-hmm. They're on iTunes, too, if you want to buy their albums.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, check it out. They're on iTunes. Check out Look Left is the name of the band.
Mm-hmm. Not Turn Left. That was a Doctor Who episode. Yeah. Look Left.
I'm actually wondering how much it is.
On iTunes? I think it was like $10 or $12 or something. It wasn't lot.
That ain't bad at all.
It was like a buck a track or a little less.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's gonna be it from the album. That's three of the tracks. That was
Words.
Words with Severin. He can't word tonight. The first song was Charity Auction Ninja. Mm-hmm. The second song we listened to was Two Headed Man, in case you couldn't tell.
Yes.
And the third one was their primary single, Help Me On My Way.
Cool.
So you can check them out on FA. You can check them out. Darn it, iTunes, why are you doing this?
I just watch you read, and it's like, are you teaching the gays to read again?
Yes, I'm teaching gays to read.
Mm-hmm. Read iTunes.
They actually have a number of albums. They have one called Bite the Green Apple. College Years, You Should Something.
I remember when College Years came out. That was like, yeah. I think that was when I first heard of them.
So, yeah, all their albums are like $10. And you get, Bite the Green Apple had 14 tracks for $10. So, you know.
Cool.
Check them out. Support indie music. And this is actually going to tie into next week's topic, because I wanted to do it this week, but I didn't get a chance to. So, what are other fandom musicians? Now, I'm not saying furry.
I'm saying
fandom. You know, the people that aren't necessarily doing it to get rich, but they're doing it because they're singers and songwriters and do it for fun. Mm. You know, is it Doctor Who? Is it Harry Potter?
Steampunk,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your favorites, and who are the unknowns that you know but people might not know about?
Share the wealth,
and we'll try to get some more exposure. We're not exactly the largest platform in the world, but hey, it might widen some people's horizons.
Mm-hmm.
That's never a bad thing.
Yep. So,
things always need widened.
Yep. As always, yes. You can send us an email at notcast@foxstiffers.com.
What has been called the best email address ever.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter at Notcast. Now with more people watching it to reply to stuff. We'll have to like make sure that we put a little dash mark with an initial at the end to make sure that people know
which one.
They're going to be like Xbox support to make sure who's saying shit.
I guess we could. Yeah, occasionally I just retweet and I'll retweet something. If someone sent me something that is like sex positive, sexuality related, or something like that, a lot of times I'll retweet it on the podcast account.
And that's really about it. You know, we're on FA. If you didn't hear about us from FA, then you're lucky, I guess. I don't know.
You're weird. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, most of our people come from FA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on Christian Mingle.
Well, we're going to find God's match for you. It's my dick.
It's shaped like a crucifix.
Yep. And
I had that modification done.
We'll be back next week, hopefully. Actually, no, shit. I'm going to be out of town.
He's got...
And then you got Anthrocon.
Special guest.
Yeah. Well, the week I'm at AC, you guys can probably
I'll be pick back.
Up a couple guests.
Yeah. The week... What's the 9th? Fuck. So actually,
the next calendars.
Yeah, the next little bit's actually probably going to be really wibbly. Because I've got my surgery on the 9th.
You're going to be a sore
I'm going to be in full of drugs on the 9th.
Oh, that might be a fun show.
Okay, so actually... So...
Morden tonight when he can't fucking talk anyway.
I know, right?
So you were offering me the wrong finger for a moment there.
So, the 28th, I'm going to be out of town.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we'll be able to record that night.
Mm-hmm.
The 5th, I will be in town.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the 12th, you're going to be out of town.
No, I'll be out of town on the 5th.
Okay. So...
Then you got
the 12th will be 3 days after your surgery.
And you'll be back.
Yes.
So I may be the stoned out of my mind.
Tech, like dirt,
which isn't going to be too much different than tonight. God.
Yeah.
It's late.
Broadcasting from Saverin's bed.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on so much pain medicine. So the next episode we're all going to be together on is going to be the week after my surgery on the 12th.
Maybe.
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 Otherwise,
put a maybe on that. You don't know how sore you're going to be.
Yeah, so yeah. We may actually miss 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No, you guys can do the July 5th. Episode without me.
We'll see if we can't get like Avery to come and answer some of those questions.
Okay, so we'll definitely have the 5th. We'll definitely have the 5th.
Bring in a couple.
We may have the 12th and we may have the 19th.
Yeah.
Well, we will have the 19th. So we may actually end up skipping a week, doing an episode, and skipping another week, depending on how things are.
Should we just plan on the 5th for the next show?
Yeah. Well, okay, our next show is going to be July 5th.
Allow me to say this is riveting for our listeners, I'm sure. They're all grabbing a calendar and following along with us.
Well, I mean,
Fuzz is going to be here, and Saverin's going to be here.
And he's
going to
be on drugs then.
Yeah,
then. I'm sure it's terribly riveting, but we're trying to tell them when the next episode's going to be, but it's not going to be next week.
At this point, they have no idea.
The next episode's going to be on... The 5th of July.
Yes.
Okay?
And you'll try to get it out that weekend.
I'll get it out that weekend pre-surgery so that you can hear my words one final time in case I don't make it. I'm sure I'll go out saying something poignant like, fuck bitches, get money, YOLO swag. And then people will hate me forever. So, on that note.
Good night.
I'm Big Balls.